This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Let's start there. The quarterback wasn't good enough. 309 passing yards, two touchdowns, two picks, the lost fumble there. And what do you know? You heard it on the call. Old 49er Eric Armstead causing it. It's just when it rains, it pours sometimes. And yesterday, that's what happened.
So you're looking at so many different elements of this team right now that just look, they look like they're not their old versions. Trent Williams looks so old and so slow. And this is not a one-off. He looked bad last year. He's looked bad to start this year. I charted, you know, did they run left? Did they run right? You know, there was a couple of good runs that were right up the middle. And right now, factually, Colt McKivitz and Dominic Pooney, the right side, they are running better to that side. This team cannot run the ball. This is a Shanahan offense that is predicated on the run. McCaffrey, for whatever reasons, cannot get going. He averaged under 3 yards a carry yesterday, and it was uglier than it looked. He had a couple of decent runs to the right side, McKivitz and Pooney side, but anything to the left was getting blown up. And specifically late third, early fourth quarter, when they needed to salvage and get some yards and get the defense off the field, they could ill afford to be able to take a loss, and they did over and over and over again. You know, the sequence where they didn't kick the field goal, they tried to run left on 3rd and 3 and got blown up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right now, Christian McCaffrey looks closer to Danny Woodhead in the passing game than he looks like Saquon Barkley as a complete back. And that's a tough thing to swallow. He certainly doesn't look like a $19 million a year player. Brock Purdy, should he have even played yesterday? From the first drive on, I said, yeah, he looks ginger. He's not planting into that foot. Now, there was a couple of really nice throws in this game. But outside of about four or five passes, I charted all of them. He was short. He was long. He was left. He was right. The ball placement was all over the map yesterday. It led to multiple deflections. It led to interceptions. It led to five separate medicine balls that were out there getting guys hurt yesterday. Now, that's part of the game. It's going to happen. Even the great ones get a guy depleted at times. But Brock did not look like himself. He looked rusty and he looked compromised physically. And he couldn't move like he used to. And if he's going to sit in that pocket, all right, and try to deliver the ball, he's too short to do that. Some guys can, who are 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". Yesterday was a clear example. When he doesn't have his legs, he is a shell of himself as a player. Now, I know he threw for 300 yards, all right? I thought it was a byproduct of some unbelievable play calling by Kyle Shanahan. I know Kyle's going to get a lot of criticism here. Part of the reason why they lost this game, they couldn't stop the run. And special teams, once again, rearing its ugly head. This team wanted to throw that game away seven different times yesterday. And then Jacksonville was like, no. We would like to hand you this game, actually. It's third and one. It's fourth and one. We're not going to get lined up. Let's take a delay of game. Hey, let's put the ball on the ground. Let's throw the ball. Let's stare down multiple receivers, and let's throw right into D. Winters' hands. Let's throw right into Fred Warner's hands. You know, for as many mistakes as the Niners made, the Jaguars made equal amounts of mistakes yesterday. And it just felt like the Niners could not capitalize at all. Look, if Ricky Pearsall is going to be your most explosive player on offense, you're in trouble because right now he's hurt. Yeah. If Christian McCaffrey on a lateral play, if that's going to be his most explosive play of the season, for the most part, we're in some big, big trouble.
I thought cooler heads prevailed yesterday in favor of the Jaguars. The 49ers played that entire four quarters. They just seemed like the more frustrated team. Whether it's Trent Williams getting into it on the sideline with the Jaguars after McCaffrey gets stuffed on a fourth quarter, third and three there. Whether it's, your defensive coordinator going at the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars after the game. I don't know who went out who first, but they were yelling at each other. And we got the quotes. We got it all. We'll get to it. Liam Cohen and Robert Saleh not letting that sign-stealing stuff go away.
Can we just get into that?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, because like honestly, like to the victory, or what is it? To the victor goes the spoils. I think is the saying.
Yes.
Like when you lose, put your head down, go over, shake hands.
Take the L is what we like to say.
Like be a man. You know, you want to talk this talk at the podium and be all bravado. You called the guy out. And yeah, I thought your defense actually played better than maybe the numbers look in terms of giving up points. But guys, they couldn't get a stop when they needed it. They got a couple of big stops, but how many long sustained drives where key crucial third downs were converted? I thought one of the drives of the game was early in this one when they backed them up all the way. It's 7-3, and Trevor Lawrence starts at the 11. All right, that was a heck of a drive by them. They go 89 yards. They hang on to the ball for about 8 minutes, and they converted multiple big third downs. And the play of the game for me, it's a subtle play. It's subtle. I mean, we're going way deep into it. It wasn't a Purdy interception, a fumble. It's 2nd and 17. Kyle, we're not even sure if Kyle declined the penalty, accepted the penalty. I still don't understand what happened in that situation.
I'm pretty sure he accepted it and then just got cold feet because then he realized, like, someone told him to accept it, and then he did it. And then he's like, wait, I don't want to accept this. I want the down. And that's what happened.
I think it was going to be 3rd and 12.
Correct.
Right? Instead, it goes to 2nd and 17. Now, it's not even about 2nd and 17. I thought it was Liam Cohen being brilliant with his usage. And this was an indicator of things they did all game. They run the ball, basically, with Travis Etienne on 2nd and 17, then go no huddle, control the tempo, don't allow you to get your substitutions or your third down package out on the field, and then they throw a ball to Travis Hunter, and I don't know whether he caught it or didn't catch it. I would have went with the call on the field where they gave him a catch, they looked at it, they reviewed it, there was an injury, so we had even more time to look at it. I thought that was an indicator of everything that went wrong all day. The Jacksonville Jaguars had a game plan. They mixed and matched tempo, refusing to let the Niners get to specific substitution patterns. All day, they were committing pre-snap penalties, Jacksonville was. But on this one, they go no huddle. They get the matchup they're looking for, the throw they're looking for, and it's a bobbled ball. A play can be made. The Niners don't knock the ball out of Travis Hunter's hands. Mm. He makes the catch. He retains it through the ground, and they go on, and they end up scoring. They also had a 3rd-and-1 where they couldn't get lined up. They have to take the 5-yard delay a game. It's now 3rd-and-6. The clock is winding down again, Jacksonville. Yeah. They have to burn a timeout. And then the Niners get pretty decent rush. Trevor steps up in the pocket, looks around, and converts on 3rd-down. And they end up getting a touchdown on that play, on that little pass to Long, a nice little pass by Trevor Lawrence. Trevor was worse and worse and worse as they got farther away from the script, and yet they still look better than you.
I didn't come away from that game thinking that Trevor Lawrence was this amazing player. That I keep waiting for him to like show me that he's the number one and first overall pick.
Closer to Alex Smith than he is Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or any of those.
He's an accident waiting to happen, quite frankly. That's how I watch Trevor Lawrence games. He's an accident waiting to happen. And Brock Purdy, you know, it's funny we were talking about Trevor Lawrence that way because you referenced this. I referenced it. It looked all like Jimmy Garoppolo yesterday. Like I was having flashbacks of the medicine balls, of the indecisiveness, throwing too high, missing too high, that throw to McCaffrey. You know, people want to say, hey, CMC's got to catch that. He gets his hands on it. That's a running back trying to extend. Like, I know we like to think, and I've said it, hey, if Christian McCaffrey wanted to be a slot receiver full-time, he'd be really good at it. But the fact is, he's a running back. Like, you don't want your running back, your high-paid running back, extended like that in triple coverage, by the way.
Joe, right now, he's not an effective running back.
No.
And there's a variety of things. I don't think he's breaking tackles. I don't see a lot of bursts. But I also don't see a lot of holes for him being opened up by the offensive line. So right now, no, he is not a complete running back. Right now, he is a pass-catching threat only.
And let's call it what it is. We're about a quarter of the way through the season. The guy's lost a step. Like, we can say it now. No, Christian McCaffrey, it's clear
he
now.
He looks better than 2024, but he's nowhere near 2023.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yes, correct. And from that, because last year we were all kind of saying, oh, maybe it's a mulligan. No. The guy's lost a step. Well, not to say he's a scrub. No one's saying that. But when you lost a step with an offensive line that can't create holes in you, and if they do create holes, it's a finite little window that you have to have that burst, that acceleration. He just doesn't have that right now, Joe.
Joe, you bring up Jimmy Garoppolo, and it was a bad Brock performance. There's no other way around it, guys. Like, his ball placement was awful. I didn't think he had confidence. I thought that he was rusty. I thought that he was compromised physically. And then I go back to the head coach. I lost my mind in preseason because of Carter Bradley. We're out here giving Carter Bradley reps when it's your team that has gotten more quarterbacks injured over the last 6 or 7 years than any team in the NFL. You have gone through the quarterback gauntlet physically with the Kyle Shanahan era more than any other team outside of what? The Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
All right?
They have that jersey with 30
names.
That's
not good company. That's not good company. So when you goof around and you give a kid an opportunity because of nepotism, let's call it what it is, you gave Carter Bradley an opportunity as your third string, then you roll into the regular season and you have to acquire Adrian Martinez to be your number 3, all right? And then Mac Jones has to go in for an injured Brock Purdy. And then Mac Jones gets hurt, not once, but twice in the same season. And then you suit up Brock Purdy prematurely because Mac is probably more injured? Because you're afraid of playing the third string quarterback? Maybe you shouldn't have given Carter Bradley this nepotism run in the preseason when everyone knew he's not even close to a practice squad player, let alone an NFL backup. And then you're so deathly afraid of having him play on a Sunday when you know the Rams are coming on a Thursday. You go out there and you compromise your $150 million quarterback. And I'm just going to call it what it is. I would be shocked if Brock Purdy doesn't land on the IR at some point this season.
888-957-9570. I want to hear from all the Niner fans today. First loss of the season. Where do your frustrations lie the most after yesterday's debacle at Levi Stadium? 888-957-9570.
This is why that game, I'm so fired up.
Yeah, I know
this
you
is
are.
Why that game was so big. Because you knew the Rams were coming on a Thursday. And I, to me, like, oh, you got to win the Jags game on the front end. And like, I understand all that. But you putting him out there when he looked clearly compromised. And clearly his confidence was slightly rattled and he was rusty. All can be true. He played probably the worst football game he's played going back to the Baltimore Ravens game on Christmas. But it's now been a trend. He's turning the ball over a lot right now. And on that final play, he had 3.5 seconds to get rid of the ball. All right? Yes, the offensive line has not given a lot of room for this team in terms of running room. Like, they haven't. Actually, pass blocking, they've been okay. Like, they really have. They've been okay. Brock is not a stand in the pocket and sling it and stand tall over the lineman type of a quarterback. And yesterday, he looked compromised. So I pivot back to the coach and I say to myself, I understand you wanted to get a win on the front end of this two-game stretch going Jacksonville versus the Rams. Now what kind of rest are you giving Brock Purdy for Thursday? Is Mac even available? I searched high and low yesterday online. Did Mac even suit up? Did anyone see Mac Jones in a uniform yesterday with a helmet on? Anyone? Anyone? Did anyone notice it?
Carter, you were at the game. You didn't see him?
No, I did not see him.
If it didn't cross your mind to put Mac Jones out there, even if he's compromised, I don't know what you were watching. I legitimately don't know what you were watching. Purdy had about 4 or 5 really nice throws. Both red zone touchdowns were on beautifully designed plays by Kyle. So I'm frustrated with Kyle in terms of the personnel decision to play Brock Purdy. I want more context. Simultaneously, I actually thought his play calling wasn't bad at all, considering they're throwing to Kendrick Bourne, who can't catch a cold out there. On third down, Brock's probably his best throw of the day, where he doesn't lean into it. He's afraid of getting hit. He fires one on 3rd and 11, over the middle. He is wide open. Kendrick Bourne is wide open. And Skillet Hands drops the ball in the middle of the field. Hey, Kendrick Bourne, great for the vibes around the campfire, but Skillet Hands, I need you to catch that pass the very next play. A punt, untouched touchdown. Untouched, where Morstead is running. He looks like he's from the 1970s with that helmet on. Is running, and he's the only guy giving me any effort on that play. You got Isaac Garendo on punt coverage and kick coverage. Isaac Garendo sucks. Brent Boyer, you stink. We brought in a whole new special teams guy. You stink. Stink.
Jake Ton just looked good. That was about it.
He's the only guy out there gutting it out.
He's the only one that showed
and
up.
While I'm here, you know, Trent Williams held out year Yikes. After year after year after year. Where's my refund, Trent? Where's my refund as a fan? Where you're whiffing on multiple huge blocks out here doing nothing. Hey, but make sure you win the fight near the sideline after you didn't block a soul. Trent Williams, front runner number one. Yep. Trent Williams. Trent always here. Hey, if the team's down 3 or 4 scores, Trent will get in a fight and get kicked out. Where's Trent when I need him on a crucial 3rd and 3? Whiffing on blocks. When you hold out the way that he did the last couple of years, and then you show up and you look completely washed, I don't want to hear a thing when you're getting your butt whipped by Josh Hines Allen. Trent Williams.
I want to hear from all the
what
fans today.
What does he
today.
Think he is?
888-957-9570.
Mercenary.
We are streaming on YouTube, by
you
the
guys
way.
You guys, keep him in. We got Bob St. Clair, who wore a Niner uniform. And you guys,
Bobby.
Bob St. Clair broke his nose, his beak, to get into the Hall of Fame with no face mask. San Francisco legend. And you guys, Trent Williams, the greatest offensive lineman in 49er history. How dare you disrespect Bob St. Clair? With Trent, I'm here for the money, Williams. Party on a boat the last 3 years. Has he showed up? He played in 10 games last year.
I'm on a boat.
Took 11 IVs in 10 games, and you guys are out here. He's the greatest left tackle ever. No, he's the greatest mercenary ever, squeezing us for every single dime. And you guys, the Joe Staley, Bob St. Clair, Harris Barton, and you got the audacity to compare Trent Williams. He might be an unbelievable player. He's a front runner. Trent Williams. Hey, but if you want to get in a fight, down two scores when I whiff the block, Trent Williams is first in line. Give me a break. Give me a break.
We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco, and our guests today are the people. Hit us up, call or text, and we are streaming on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a lower auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. A lot has taken place in the Bay this weekend, all right? Niners taking L. We're taking your calls about that and text all day long. 3-1, short week, heading down to SoFi Stadium against the Rams. Joe, there's also a lot going on with the Golden State Warriors. Media Day is today. We know Jonathan Kuminga will not be there, but a lot happened in regards to all the other players that have been rumored to be Warriors. Gary Payton, D'Anthony Melton have committed to deals with the Dubs per Shams Charania. Our guy Al Horford, a multi-year deal with the Warriors. We got our guy Richard, not Little Richard, Will Richard, do a four-year contract. The rookie, Alex Tui. There you go, Joe.
When I watched Trent Williams not practice against the Denver Broncos and yucking it up, what did I say to you? I turned to you, I was like, that's straight front runner right there. Oh, you can't get Trent hurt. Why? He's fully healthy headed into the season. Does Trent look like Trent?
No.
Did Trent look like Trent last year?
No.
Hey, thank God he held out, though. Gotta get yours.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.